With so much of California's forest land tinder dry due to the drought, wildfires in recent years have burned enormous stretches of the Golden State. Think the Rim Fire that destroyed 400 square miles and the Rough Fire that torched about half that. But the thousands of firefighters who are on the line battling these blazes have a relatively new tool in their arsenal, very large air tankers. FM89's Ezra David Romero tells us about these new planes, some of which can hold 10 times the amount of the old air tankers.
When a wildfire sparks, air tankers are the first responders. They're the planes that drop pink fire retardant from the sky to hopefully quarantine a blaze. Here's sound of a jet-propelled air tanker helping suppress the 30,000-acre cedar fire in Sequoia National Forest that ignited in August. Air tanker pilot Brad Baker is stationed at the Porterville Air Attack Base. He helped suppress the cedar fire.
The fire behavior was pretty intense. It was looking pretty good, but by the peak burning hour, 3 o'clock or so, it spotted and really took off. With the other fires going, I think we just didn't have enough people on it.
Baker's one of the 23 pilots independently contracted with CAL FIRE at bases across California. These pilots fly a plane called an S-2. These anti-submarine warfare planes have been retrofitted with turbine-powered engines that drive a propeller.
We're launched usually, typically, first sign of smoke, and we'll go out and work in conjunction with ground troops and try to keep it as small as possible. It's been a lot harder to do that with the fire intensity. You can't really ask firefighters to step into a 100-foot wall of flames.
Baker's plane carries about 1,200 gallons of retardant. With such severe fires, the total load he can carry is just not enough to stop a fire alone. That's why the Forest Service and CAL FIRE have invested in a few larger jet-propelled planes called large air tankers. Mike Ferris is with the Forest Service. He says these recently modified tankers can hold up to 11,000 gallons of fire retardant and work well in dense tree canopies.
The DC-10 is more effective in that type of a canopy because it can release a larger load, and hopefully that larger load can penetrate through the tree canopy and get down to the ground.
With that much retardant, and because they can fly at higher speeds, these large air tankers have the ability to go ahead of a fire and establish a barrier that the blaze will burn up to. CAL FIRE has 27 air tankers in total, and the Forest Service has 21. These planes move across the state as required. Raul Contreras is the U.S. Forest Service Battalion Chief Manager at the Porterville Air Attack Base.
Porterville Base.
Yes, Air Attack 112 is about 6 minutes out.
Copy. 6 minutes out, requesting jet aid.
We're looking at a digital map of all the air tankers in flight across the country.
This is the Cedar Fire. When I was talking on the radio, Air Attack 112, they're over that fire right now, inbound. Tells you right now where they're at, 178 knots at 9,500 feet.
He says using these air tankers that once were passenger planes have enhanced the firefight, especially with all the dead trees in the forest.
Now the jets are quick. From Northern California, you can have a jet down here in an hour and a half fighting fire. You know, with the P-2, it takes 2.5 hours sometimes.
A P-2 was one of the older propeller-run tankers. That shortened time span is why these agencies have worked to modernize air tankers across the country.
While the smaller air tankers can get in there and drop precise drops, these larger air tankers help when we have massive fires because of just the sheer quantity of them.
That's CAL FIRE Public Information Officer Daniel Berland. He says the addition of these large planes is important, especially since some of the worst fires have started in autumn.
While we've already seen well over 5,000 fires across California that have burned nearly 400,000 acres, we're still bracing for what could be the peak of the fire season.
That's why Brad Baker at Porterville Air Attack Base is making sure his S-2 tanker is ready to go. He drags and connects a thick black hose to his airplane and fills it with pink retardant. It reminds me of the consistency of a protein shake.
This would hook up.
He says it takes about 3 minutes for the tank to fill. Now that his air tanker is full of retardant, his job is to wait until he's needed in another fire in the region. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero in Porterville.